Hi, this is Chip Talk Podcast with Princess Amarachi. This podcast looks at little things we say and don't do, and the effects of failed promises on me, on you, and on us. And so in Chip Talk, we say it to do it. Yes, it's another episode of Chip Talk Podcast. I'm glad to have you here once again, and I want to say thank you so much for listening to all the past episodes of Chip Talk. Thank you for the comments and your responses. Thank you for listening. And I also want to say that you can keep the conversation going on the Chip Talk group on Facebook. Let's hear your views about the podcast. Also, let us know what you think we can do better. Definitely, your voice, your view will be worked upon. They are not neglected. So let's quickly go over to the topic, the talk for today. It's a question that has been on my mind before now. And what made me want to talk about it more is that while I was having a discussion with some friends over the week, we got to talk about it again. And then I was like, okay, I think we need to look into this. Why is it that successful people don't tell us the real stories behind their success? Is it that they're lying to us, or they are scared of telling us exactly the steps that led to their success, or that they don't want us to beat them in the game? What exactly do you think is the reason? Or do you think it's coming from our own end, like those who question them, or those who are expecting them to tell us how they made it? So firstly, I want to say that when we are talking about successful people, we are not talking about rich people. So when I'm saying successful people, I'm not talking about people who just have money. They are part of it though, but success here is relative to you. What is success to you? I'm talking about that guy or that girl that is doing well in school. That one you call academic guru, that hype in your class that has not been able to tell you how she does her reading, how he has been able to manage his time to pass six exams, how he has been able to beat the stage fright to do the defense. And I'm also talking about that young lady who is looking at that woman that has not told her what she has done to keep her relationship going in her marriage. I'm looking at that businessman that has not told you what he has been doing to keep his business going. So I'm looking at people from different spheres of life who have met up with their goals. And I'm also looking at myself. I've not been able to tell you anything about Chip Talk. Is that true? But that's on a lighter note. Yeah, some people will be like, not told us the success of Chip Talk. Don't worry, we'll share that some other time. And trust me, I'll break it down. I'll break everything down. So we're looking at people from every angle. Why is it? Is it that it's hard or destiny is intentional that people are not able to tell us why they are successful in their different fields? What exactly is the problem? You know, sometimes you meet someone and the person doesn't give you the answer you expect. And you're like, he's hoarding this information from me. Maybe he doesn't want me to beat him in the game, or someone is being stingy with the information. You know, when you're in exam and you're trying to look through your friend's note and the friend like covers the note, you're like, this person is stingy with the information. Well, it's something like that. So that's what we are looking at today. So I want to start with us, those who are doing the questioning. Firstly, it begins with us. I share in your pain, and I share in your curiosity to know why people are successful, because we all have to grow on the shoulders of giants. We've been told that you need to learn from people who have gone through the path for you to be successful, right? Yes. So it now becomes defeating for me. It becomes ironic if I come up to you to ask you one or two things or guidelines as to how I should do something. Imagine you meeting your mom and telling your mom, please teach me how to prepare egusi soup. How come your egusi soup is so tasty? Imagine you come up to your mom to ask that question and your mom is like telling you, it's not hard now. Just put the pot on fire. You do the meat, you turn it, and she's not giving you the real line by line, you know, steps that can help you understand better. And you still come again and she's like, it's not hard. Just find a way around it. Just put the egusi when you're supposed to put the egusi. Madam, when am I supposed to put this egusi? And she's still like running around it. So that is the kind of feeling people have when you don't get the real answer to the question they have. So there seems to be something fishy and unknown with the stories we hear about some rich people. Those big stories that we hear, you hear things like, they even turn to motivational speakers. Yes, you now start hearing things like, aspire to acquire, you know, just be determined, be focused, be disciplined. We understand that those things are necessary for success in life. But can we get the real gist? Can we get the real story? Do we want them to share their stories, or want them to share principles, or want them to, what are we expecting them to do, or want them to just motivate us and we'll go? So it spans across different sets of people. I also know that some set of people have met successful people that have really been open to them and it has helped them. So if you're not in that line, thumbs up. Let's just team together and face this. So it seems that successful people lie about what it takes to be successful. They'll use words like just find your passion, and they will not tell us the endless amount of efforts that they put in to perfecting their craft. They'll tell you don't settle for the less in life or in your relationship, and they'll not tell you amount of time they put into looking better, into personal development. So why doesn't anyone tell the truth about what it takes to be successful? I have two simple reasons. One of the major reasons that successful people don't share their stories or tell you exactly what you want to hear is that these secrets are unconscious. Do you believe that? Yes, these secrets are unconscious. I'll explain that. Sometimes we do little things unconsciously, and those things over time become a habit that we don't even know that to some others, it's an intentional principle that they built to be successful. So I have a story. While I was in school, some of my friends wanted to know why I was doing very well in academics. And to be sincere, I didn't give them a definite step-by-step process as to how I was able to manage my time and then, you know, meet up with other academic activities. I really didn't. So you see, I mean, I'm caught in this web right now and I'm sincerely apologizing to all my friends then. I'm so sorry. But the thing there is that these seemingly secret that we call them to my success then was unconscious. Like unconsciously, I learned how to prioritize. I was curious about my course of study that I didn't have to wait for any lecturer to tell me to read. I didn't have to wait for exam time to approach for me to study. I didn't have to wait for the lecturer's handout or lecture notes. I had to go all out to get all the notes I could, buy all the books I could that were related to what I wanted to study about. So during exam period, it was a free time for me to play around because it was just like you were going to ask me about me. So imagine me telling my friends then, I remember I used to tell some of my friends, like, I don't read during exam period because I used to read every day when I come back from lectures, and I study beyond the lecturer's notes, and I have time priority. So it's not every activity that you see me in. I think that was basically what I told them. And it didn't sound like a very deep principle to them. So they felt like, this guy is not telling us the real gist. But that was actually the real story behind it. And then God was on my side. Yeah, that's true. So when I told them those things, it didn't click. A lot of people felt like I wasn't being real. And I stopped saying it. I stopped telling people. So when you see successful people, they don't tell you the real gist. It's because some of these things are unconscious. That's just the real truth. This is for academics, for me. But I know that there are certain things in life that you just need to, you can't say it just happened. You have to be intentional about it. You understand? So that is on that part. These secrets are unconscious. The habits are invisible because either we've been doing them so long that we are unaware of even using them, or they don't want to share them because of how people will react. Like how people reacted to mine was something that made me feel like, why are you even talking about this? Say you just tell these people it's all God and move on with your life. So that was it about that. Another reason that I feel that we found out that successful people don't really come up open to say what are the reasons that they are successful is that the few people we hate them. Yes, one of my episodes actually on Cheap Talk, which is Truth is Pain. I shared there that sometimes we feel or we think that we want to know the truth because we are curious. But deep down in our hearts, do we really want to get the bitter truth? Do we really want to hear it? So imagine a businessman comes up to tell you about the risk that he has taken and he's encouraging you to take it. You will hate him actually because you feel like this man wants to deceive me. Sometimes we don't believe them so much that it turns to hate. And having these experiences over time can make them decide not to come up real open to why they do what they do. One of the reasons is that people will hate them. People hate them in the process because the stories they share might not seem so real. We've heard about stories about ministers of God who come up to tell us some of the sacrifices that they made while in ministry. We've heard about businessmen tell us some of the sacrifices they made while starting up their business. It might sound like a story, but when we look deep into them, we'll be like, did they really do this? Did that man really do that prayer and fasting like that? Or did that man take that risk? Are you trying to tell me he worked for like 1 year without earning a salary? Are you trying to say that he used all his money to start that business? How was he able to feed? You know, some people tell you in their relationships how they met a man and they had to start life with nothing. And you're like, can it happen in this generation? This person is not updated. No, some things like that. And this makes people really hate those people that come up to say those real stories. So sometimes when you keep getting these reactions, you decide to like, let me keep it put onto, I get to meet people who will really appreciate that. So that is one of some of the reasons why successful people lie about what it takes to be successful. Another thing I want to say is that one other reason why we get disappointed when people share their success story is that what we're expecting them to tell us is not what we get. So when you're asking a businessman, how did you make your money? How were you able to build your business? Firstly, I want you to define what the line and the angle of the answer you're expecting. You might be expecting him to share a story. Some people prefer, just tell me the story of your life and I'll learn principles from them. Why this man comes up to give you principles that he doesn't align with a story of his life. Then you also can be expecting him to say, give you principles. And then he shares the story of his life and you can't really get one or two things that you can apply in your life from there. The best way you can teach people is to share your stories of success and failures. You know, one thing that makes it seem like a rich lie is that successful people feel if you come up with your failures, it makes you look vulnerable and too open. But when you share your failures, we already know how your success came about. If you share your failures with people, they learn to appreciate the fact that you were open to them, and this will help them not to make that same mistake next time. So now that's a third reason why successful people don't share the real story of their failures. But vulnerability is not that bad because it is a tweak. It opens you up. It makes you connect to your listeners and connect to the people who are with you. So as a mother, as a father, as a sister, a brother, when someone comes to you to ask you a question concerning one single thing, it might not be something the world celebrates that much, but it is an achievement for you because someone is really finding it difficult or is a big issue to attain that height, to get to that feat. So it's something you should hold in high esteem. When you see someone come up to you to ask a question, please, the first thing you should try to identify is which better way do I communicate this to the person? And don't see it as if someone is going to outsmart you. I remember those days in school when people come to ask the fellow classmates questions concerning a particular course or how they were able to do a particular assignment. And then we hoard the information. Like, if I tell this person is going to beat me. But how can someone beat you? We are on different trains and terrain in life. So this is also part of the reason we are afraid of people beating us in our game. We are afraid of being overtaken. But if you know what you're doing, there shouldn't be any reason for us to be afraid. There shouldn't be any reason for us not to share what we know or share our success stories. So first of all, find out what this person wants to hear from you. How do you communicate this information? Do you want to share it as a story? Do you want to share it as a principle? Is that the best way the person will receive it? And if it's that, if that's the best way, then that's cool. That's fine. Also, be very free to share your stories with the person of success and failures. Don't just pack it up. Don't just package it like cosmetic story. You know, when you're all made up, there's no, we don't see the flaws. We don't see the failures. Those things don't make you. When I come to you to ask for a question or ask how you were able to go through a part, I even expect you to tell me how you stumbled. I expect you to tell me how you failed. You understand? That's one thing I learned. So sharing your aspect that you failed in life doesn't make you the less of who you are. Another thing that is worth noting is that these habits or these secrets or those principles or those things that brought them to those places are things that they did unconsciously, that it's going to take them time to sit back, go through their life story and be able to draft principles from them. The third thing is that our experiences towards them really don't match with their delivery. So we're expecting them to share stories of their success while they are sharing principles. We expect them to tell us the principles by their sharing stories of their life. Another thing is that they are afraid of being vulnerable or being open to us. So sometimes they come up with padded stories that don't share the failure that they went through while building their career, while building their relationship, that marriage, that academic, or whatever it is that is a success before you to them. When you have these things in mind as a successful individual, and we have these things in mind as an ordinary individual, in quotes, who's trying to extract information or get to relate with people, it helps us as a world generally to understand why people do what they do and learn to say the right things and do them rightly. So the general word to you, that successful individual who has someone looking up to you, that role model, is that be open to share your stories of failure or success and communicate it freely. Nobody's going to beat you in your game. You're already a success. And then to you who's asking, also be open to understand that these people might not really have a tangible step-by-step process as to how they made it. But if you look deep, you identify the habits, those damn subtle habits that they implore that make them successful. Some people, they might not even tell you that they wake up early. They might not tell you the sacrifices they've made. But if you're able to observe, you find them like, okay, this is what this person does. And with that way, the world becomes a better place. That's it on today's episode of Cheap Talk. I hope you learned how to relate with successful people and how you can get the whole information you want to have. And for you, the successful individual, how you can help people who are looking up to you to stardom. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like what we're doing, please do well to drop a review over on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes as well, and on any of your favorite podcast players. And then on Jamit FM, you can listen. Yes, share with your friends. On the Cheap Talk group, you can join, send a request, and you join and become part of the community of Cheap Talk fans where we discuss and interact with each other. It's a very lively group, and I'm sure and certain that your comments, your reviews, your views will actually count. Thank you very much for listening. See you in the next episode of Cheap Talk. For now, keep saying it to do it right. Bye. Cheap Talk is hosted by Princess Amarachi, produced, edited, and mixed by Aiko Rizu in the Jamit Studio. Cheap Talk is an original production from Jamit Media.